This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola! Joe, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I love it when the phones crap out and I get on.
Well, it's every Monday, man. Yeah. It is every Monday. We probably dropped like six callers. Not on purpose.
Right on.
All right, let's go with this one. What are you self-conscious about?
Wow. Boy, I'm really going to share that with everybody, huh?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, why not?
We only know you as Joe.
Well, people that know my voice know who it is.
People know me.
Let's go with my weight. I'm a little self-conscious about my weight. How's that?
Why are you self-conscious about your weight, man? We've seen you. I mean, you're ugly, but you're not particularly fat or anything.
You're one to talk.
Yes, I am. Hey, it takes one to know one. Mm-hmm. But do you have to fight to maintain your weight?
Yes, I do.
All right, and what does that involve? Is that like watching your diet? Is it exercising or what?
All of that. If I get over 230, then I need to do something drastic.
Like stop eating bread?
Yeah, and pasta.
That's what I do. Aww. I mean, seriously, as soon as I see that picture, it's normally a picture. I look at a picture and go, I got to stop eating bread again.
What's the toughest thing? So if you get over 230, Joe, what's the toughest thing for you to stop eating or drinking?
Bread.
Seriously, bread. Pasta, pizza. Me too.
It's everywhere. Like you said, you know, it's one of those things when they say, you know, carbs. And I'm like, who couldn't do that? And then you list all the things with carbs. I'm like, oh, no.
It sucks.
No.
Even if it's just a rice dish, you're still eating carbohydrates.
Right.
So, like, all the things, you got to eat vegetables and protein and crap, you know, which is fine.
You get the rice cauliflower. That doesn't have many carbs in it.
Yeah. Still hungry, though.
Back to
what you were saying.
Does it taste different? As best you can tell.
I mean, a little bit. It's weird because, like, we were talking about this. I was talking about this with my buddy on Saturday. Like, if there's a vegetable platter,
yeah,
I'm not going to eat the cauliflower.
Right.
I don't know why. It has a weird taste. It just looks funny. But, like, cauliflower crust pizza, fake cauliflower rice, I'm like, sure, in.
Huh.
I just hate it on its own. Kind of like tomatoes.
Right.
Like, I like tomato sauce, like ketchup. But, like, you want a piece of tomato? Like, no.
I'm weird like that with orange juice. Even if it's freshly squeezed orange, it is literally the blood of an orange sitting in a glass. But if you said, hey, man, do you want to eat this orange? I'm like, oh, hell no. I will drink the thing that makes the orange taste exactly like what an orange is. I will watch you juice the thing. And I know I'm just drinking the blood of the orange. But if you offer me an orange, I'm like, I don't want that. But it's also weird because I'm one of those people. And Miles, you're the opposite. And you actually make more sense than most people. I don't want a lot of pulp in my orange juice. Even though I'm just drinking juice that's from a freaking orange. I don't want extra crunchy peanut butter in spite of the fact that the product that I'm eating
is peanuts.
And it doesn't really, unlike ketchup, it doesn't taste much different than peanuts.
Like if I'm at a nice brunch spot and they're juicing the orange right there, fine with the pulp. But if I buy it in the store, I'm with you. No pulp.
Okay.
Why do you think that is?
I just hate any kind of sediment in my drink.
Well, when you call it sediment, yes.
Right? It's like when some of the, I don't know who the idiots here are that make coffee sometimes. There's grounds all in it.
I know.
What about the mojito?
Oh yeah, cinnamon sediment is the best.
There's no cinnamon in a mojito.
No, I'm saying as far as you know, having a substance in your drink.
Oh, all right.
Like you know, the mint is in there, and it's all muddled. Is that a problem?
No, it's kind of a leaf.
Lime juice?
Really?
Look, I'll be dead honest with you, though. I can't. The last time I had a mojito, it was frozen. I was at a pool in Vegas. Like, I don't order mojitos.
I don't care.
I don't order mojitos.
You know, that's a good point. If I'm drinking a mojito, I'm in a place I want to be.
Right. If you see me drinking a clear liquid, it's either a seltzer or a vodka soda. It's not a mojito.
But I still use my teeth as the filter. You know, when you're getting down there and all those mint leaves start collecting, like not on the first couple of sips, there's still enough liquid that it just kind of washed down. And I like the taste of mint. I just don't want to chew it. But when you get toward the bottom of the glass and there's all that mint's kind of collected, well, now everything's getting filtered to my teeth because I don't want all that mint in my mouth.
Who is the person that believes that they can make coffee in this building that can't?
I don't know.
Do we don't know?
Have we figured this out yet?
No.
I mean, they put a whole pot of coffee grind.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
It just everything overflows. So it's almost like they're making like 8 cups of coffee or 8 pots in one pot of coffee.
Is that who you think it is?
That's what I've heard. I've also heard there's a few different possible culprits. There's a few different suspects that we have. The problem is that when one of them leaves for whatever vacation and they're not here, the coffee still sucks. So somebody in here is flying under the damn radar and they're screwing it up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fine today, but you made it.
Right. It wasn't fine before.
You know
what?
Look, Mike and I, it just drives us at VD. It drives us up a wall. Because VD went out and got the specific scooper.
Yep.
Yeah. Right? For one cup. I mean, there's a sign. It couldn't be any easier.
Right.
One scoop per cup. But some of these idiots just go in and just, I like coffee. And start throwing it in.
Right. I think they're throwing it in and it's getting outside the filter. It is. So
it's
I don't know how they're doing it.
It's overflowing.
Right. Are they like pouring it in there and maybe like it's falling off to the side? It's not so much that it's overflowing. I think the grounds are just falling off to the side as they're putting them in.
And even if you fill that thing up, it's 12 cups. What does it take? 30 seconds to get out 12 scoops?
Right. Yeah. I'm with you.
To see how mad you're getting.
I'm just, every day.
I mean, you guys were there when I screwed up one of my shirts because I literally took a sip, didn't know I got a mouth full of dirt, and I spat it back into my damn coffee
cup. At least
you
didn't have two hot chicks beside you and it was a shrimp.
Yeah, no kidding. And then I spit it up, and now I've got grounds all over my doggone shirt, dude. It sucked.
The velocity of that shrimp hitting the plate was impressive. That's what I think that the chick noticed. She was like, thump.
Boy, VD is in studio.
It is not difficult to make a goddamned pot of coffee.
Hold up the name there, Steve.
It is not difficult.
Do you think it's this person?
Possibly.
There's a possibility.
There are a few contenders in here that I still haven't snuffed out.
All right.
But I've gone back around. Now, Taryn Daly, great example, decided one day after we had a conversation about how poorly people make coffee in this office, and there's only like 10 of us here, then she decides the next day to have a hand at it. And she screwed it up.
How did she screw up making coffee?
Because she's just tossing willy-nilly, and it gets all over
the
place.
That's how it gets everywhere.
I looked at it, and you could see at the bottom that all the sediment from the grounds are in the coffee. About 2 weeks later, she tried again. It was great because she learned how to make coffee the right way. It's not tough to do.
How do you not know how to make coffee?
I don't know.
Well, for Taryn, Brad makes it.
All right. But now she has learned.
She told me, she goes, I'm afraid to use any other coffee maker other than the one that we have at home because that's what I know. And then she came in and tested fate. And guess what she did?
So it's not her.
That was a one-off. She fell flat on her face, but now she knows better. You know
she
why?
She fixed it.
Come to the coffee people who know what they're doing and how to make coffee.
Okay.
Why don't you guys do that at the next staff meeting? You know, are there any questions? Anyone have questions? Because honestly,
just put your hand up so we can see.
Four days a week, I hear you guys bitch about it, right?
There's somebody else within our cast, W Hope, who I think it is.
Oh, really?
Redneck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he just goes over there and just starts dumping stuff in.
And I know who you mean, and you're not wrong, because he does so somewhat willy-nilly. I just tossed it in like good enough. No!
No, not good enough. No.
One day, he basically made tea.
That would make sense.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Just think about how they generally operate.
Yes! Is that who you think it is?
Yes! No, he's one of the culprits, but he's usually better. Some days it's just like, brew. And you can't do that.
As you can tell, the three of us need a good cup of coffee.
This is major contention. Like, when I pour that duck and carafe out, there it lines the sink with how much grounds
is in
there.
I was so sad a few weeks ago. I'm like, I just need a refresh on some coffee. I went out there. I'm like, oh, it looks okay. No, it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wasn't okay because when I poured in, it felt like a half a cup of grounds
right.
and a little bit of water.
Throughout a week.
It's not okay.
Throughout a week, I can build a sandcastle with how much doggone grounds yes, are yeah. left in a doggone carafe.
Maybe we should have a training session. If you want to operate.
There's a sign.
I know
it
that.
Says one scoop
I know that.
Per cup.
I know that.
I had never made coffee till a few months ago.
Here's a better idea. Don't put the little carafe filter inside the actual cup itself and then start pouring in willy-nilly. Leave it on the counter.
Right.
Pour the grounds in there. Tamp, tamp, tamp. Make sure it all settles in. Brew. No problems.
Right.
But no. Scoop, throw, scoop, throw, scoop, throw. You're monsters.
It's all over the doggone burner,
yes.
too. Like, it gets everywhere
no
over there.
No one else bothers to clean it. You clean it. I clean it.
Why don't you put a camera on?
We
Ooh.
Should. We should do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, put a camera, camera on that. We got thing. Cameras.
You know, there is a camera over there. And it
Dude,
does.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Put the thing there. Because yeah. you guys lose your minds about this every freaking week. I mean, honestly, you just hear them yell. Yeah. Did you see the goddamn coffee today? I did. Who made it? I don't
Obviously,
know.
Obviously, it's somebody who's here in the wee small hours of the morning because they can't hear us raging.
What you need
over
to
here.
Do is steal something. And then they'll check the cameras. And then you can look at the approximate same time.
Like, there you go.
Steal the toaster. And then someone will say, hey, we're going to check the cameras.
Somebody made out with three pairs of my headphones between Friday and today, so maybe I will check the cameras, and I'll find who's doing it.
Get up. That's the same person that made the coffee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.